Our scripture this morning comes from a familiar story in the Old Testament, a story about dry bones. And so the scripture comes from Ezekiel 37, verses 11 through 14. He said to me, "Human one, these bones are the entire house of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely finished.' So now prophesy and say to them, 'The Lord God proclaims, I am opening your graves. I will raise you up from your graves, my people. I will bring you to Israel's fertile land. You will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you up from your graves, my people. I will put my breath in you and you will live. I will plant you on fertile land and you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it. That is what the Lord says." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It's hard for me to choose my favorite Old Testament story, but if I had to, this would surely rate up at the top. It is a story of brokenness, of destruction, but ultimately of life. The world that we live in, we understand brokenness. We understand chaos. We understand places where life is hard. It is with God alone that brokenness can truly be transformed into life. The setting of this story in the Old Testament, it is in a valley. And if we do some research and we look at the context of the scripture and kind of the clues that it gives and the historical date, we can trace back to what was happening in this valley. It was a valley in which a battle probably occurred. Not just any battle. It would have been during the Babylonian invasion. And the Babylonian Empire destroyed the Israelite nation. They killed many people. They occupied the rest. They took them from their homes into exile. They took them away from their places of worship. They took away their freedom. They took away their lives, and they destroyed families. This battlefield, it was symbolic. It embodied heartbreak and sorrow, defeat and brokenness beyond repair. And so Ezekiel is speaking to a nation that is hopeless, a nation that feels like they are in that place of pure devastation. They have forgotten the promises of the Lord and they have lost their hope. It is in that place of brokenness, that place of loss of hope, that things dry up. The scripture begins with the 11th verse saying this, "He said to me, 'Human one, these bones are the entire house of Israel, and they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely finished.'" Do you hear that devastation? That brokenness, that deep-hearted defeat. And yet we know that faith is the hope of things yet to be seen. And we are a people of hope, looking forward into the future with the hope that God gives us, but living in the present. Living in the present, we are called to be hope-filled for the promise of tomorrow in Christ. The bones of Israel, they were the foundation of the nation. They had lost that hope to look into the future, and they were sitting in this place of devastation. And to be fair, it was hard. It was a hard place, but God was not finished. When we lose our hope, our faith suffers, we become dry, we forget that God is not finished. We get lost in ourselves and in our problems, and we forget to look to the future with hope. But here's the good news. Here's the good news in this passage, in this story. The good news for Israel, which is also the very good news for us, is that God is not finished. In that place of brokenness, in that place of devastation, in that place that their hearts were so heavy and they didn't know what to do, God was there. It didn't feel like God was there. The promise is not that God will always feel like God is with us. The promise is God will always be with us. God says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. But there will be times in the brokenness of life that we may not feel God's presence, but God is still there. And in the midst of that battlefield, in the midst of that devastation, God was present and God was planning to do a new thing. Not something that they could understand, not something that they could see. And even they had lost hope that God was going to do it, but God was ready to give life and hope. The word of the Lord, it brings life to us. In the fourth verse of the 37th chapter, it says, He said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the Lord's word. The Lord God proclaims to these bones, I am about to put breath in you and you will live again. I love that. I hang on to that because there are times in our life where we are spiritually dry, where we need to hear that God intends to revive us, to put life back into us, and to nurture us and to love us well. Now, I want to pause in the process of this because I think that there is a very important distinction about what the scripture is talking about when Ezekiel is telling this. He is talking about hope. He is talking about spiritual dryness. That is what this is about hope and restoration. But there is another piece of this that is so significant. When we are in this place, we have to determine if we are spiritually dry or if we are in a place of depression. Depression is something that is very real, and we know from scientific studies that depression is an illness and an imbalance of chemicals in our brains. And if there is someone in your life or if you are going through depression, this is not what Ezekiel is talking about. If you are in that place, you need to find medical help and care. If you need the resources, come to me. I can get you connected, or we will find help, because that is something very different. And I believe that God gives us medical professionals to help walk through those places with us and get back to a place of good mental health. And so that is not what Ezekiel is talking about. Ezekiel is talking about the dry, parched feeling when we're not connected to God. And Ezekiel is prophesying to these bones, you are going to be revived again. Because God wants us to experience abundant life. God desires us to thrive instead of just survive, to live a beautiful, vibrant life. And the dryness in this scripture is a loss of hope. There are times that we need this revival. There are times that we feel dry and broken. When our spirits are tired, when our problems weigh heavy upon us, when we are sitting in a place of grief or brokenness and we just need to be revived. For Israel, they had turned away, they had given up hope. But here's the thing that is so beautiful for us. Is God was in that valley and God was going to that place and God was going to revive those dry bones and God was going there. But for us, we have this beautiful, beautiful relationship with God that we can go to God whenever, that God is there for us, that we can go and reach out. And when we don't feel close to God, we can open up the scripture and we can go to God in prayer and we can surround ourselves with people who will renew and refresh us in ways that give us life. We don't have to wait for God to come to us. God has opened the door that we can be in relationship with Him because He loves us so very much. He loves us so very much that God sent Jesus Christ into this world to teach us how to love, to show us how to live, to reconcile us to God's own self, to give us redemption and abundant and eternal life. And that door is open for us. We don't have to wait. We have the relationship with God here and now. And we access that through reading our scriptures. We access that through our prayer time and our quiet time. And we access that through living together in community, like we have talked a lot about. On Friday, I was downstairs before hot dogs started, and somebody grabbed me and pulled me over, and I was standing in a group with somebody else, and so there are three of us talking, and this person says, "I have got to tell you my God story. I just can't wait to tell you my God story." And so they began talking about how sometime back, like last year, they started praying very specifically for someone in their family, and how this job opportunity, it just popped up unexplainably, and they passed it along, and it became something that did work out for their family member. And then just this week, they got a raise and a bonus, and they are thriving. And this person said, "This is God." And as I stood there, I said, "You have revived me." Just in that moment, that witness was so powerful that it revived my spirit. It was just like a breath of fresh air. And it just solidified that God is truly at work in our lives. And the person standing beside me said, "I have chill bumps." We had experienced the presence of God in a moment of worship as we gathered around and talked about how wonderful God was. And it happened again right before worship. When somebody said, "I cannot wait to tell you what God is doing." And here's the thing, every time somebody can't wait to tell me what God is doing, we are worshiping, we are refreshing ourselves, we are proclaiming who God is, we are being a witness, we are building each other up, and our bones perk up because we know that God is not finished. God is not finished. And in the brokenness and the dryness of the world, we are the ones that are to be revived, full of life, to go out and spread the beautiful news of the gospel. The only way we can do that is when we are in connection with God, when we are revived, when we have passion in our hearts. The world will dry us up. The problems of life will pull us away. I hope, my hope for you is this morning, you are not connected to this sermon at all. My hope is you don't know what a dry bone is. My hope is that you're like, "Oh, Mandy, I don't even know what you were talking about." But probably the reality is you do. Hopefully it's not this time in life. But we know that our faith journey, it goes up and down. Sometimes we are on the top of the mountain with God, and we are right there, and we can reach out and touch God. It is palpable how close we are with God. And then there are times when we're walking in the dry, arid wilderness of life, and we can't even feel God's presence. But God is there. God is on the mountain. God is in the valley. God is with us wherever we are. And when or if you find yourself in that desert place, know that God is with you, that God loves you, and that all you have to do is step out and God is there. We live as people of hope. We put our faith in things that are yet to be seen because God is not done. The message of the dry bones is God is not done. And the message for you this morning is God is not done. God is with us. God loves us. And God wants us to be connected. God wants to breathe life into us and give us life abundantly and eternally. And that is available for us. If you feel dry this morning, open up your Bible, spend time in prayer, go find somebody who can proclaim what God is doing in their life, and you will feel that revival. God is not done, and God gives us hope. Amen.